Welcome to the Raw and Uncensored Ambitious Podcast. During our time here together, I will be instilling all of the strength, power, and determination you will need to use the very stones thrown at you to build your ultimate empire. We will redefine the word bitch from the derogatory to the acronym being in total control of herself. So let's adjust our crowns and prepare to live life ambitiously.
Yeah, here I am, the original HBIC, Katie motherfucking Boyd. And we are going to switch it up on today's episode of the Ambitious Podcast. We have an amazing woman. She's part of our Ambitious app. She's part of the Bitcherhood. Her name is Christine Monroe. And she recently joined our community and she finished her one round of A28P, which is our 28-day transformational program on the Ambitious app. And she absolutely blew me out of the water. Not only did she totally revamp her whole entire life, which you will hear in this episode of this podcast, but she also in 28 days released 36 pounds. 36 pounds. So a little bit about Christine Monroe. She's a 39-year-old mom of three living in Somerset, Massachusetts, so my old stomping grounds. She's been married to her husband for over 14 years, and she worked for 17 years at a job and worked her way up to supervisor and totally got to the place in her life, which you'll hear, where she just was so unfulfilled and she just totally needed a change in life. And as she says a lot in the podcast, her life totally revolved around work and she missed her family and she missed time for herself. So she resigned from that job about a year ago and totally lost herself. And now she's a stay-at-home mom and she absolutely loves it. She loves having time to garden and read, and she has totally found her joy in life again. I cannot wait for you to listen to this podcast. It is going to inspire you. It is going to fuel you. It is going to motivate you. And I am just so excited for you to hear her story because I think this story of Christine's is going to mirror a lot of your stories at home. So without further ado, let's get into it. A28P with Christine Monroe. Christine, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy yet ambitious life to be here on the Ambitious Podcast and tell all the girls about your incredible triumph on A28P. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I'm so pumped. Like you are the epitome of ambitious. What I have just seen you accomplish over the last 28 days has not only blown my mind, and I've been doing this for a really long time, but the girls on the app are like, I see this whole new renewal of everyone wants to do A28P again because they're like, holy shit, you freaking blew it out of the water.
Great.
So before we get into the nitty gritty, I want to first tell people, okay, Christine did A28P, which is our flagship program on the Ambitious app, and she released how many pounds in 1 month?
35.6
pounds. Holy shit. In 28 days and 24 inches or 23 inches?
23, a little over 23.
Yeah. Wow. And I cannot wait for you guys to see her pictures. Just like the picture of your face, it's like you're not even the same fucking person.
I know, it's crazy.
What does your husband think?
He feels like I'm his Chrissy again. He calls me Chrissy. So he said to me, I've been lost for a while. And he just looked at me and he goes, I really feel like I have my Chrissy back. So he's...
Makes you want to cry.
Yeah, he definitely is happy to have me back. So
let's talk about having you back. So let's talk about how you lost yourself and where you went in the first place. So can you just like walk the listeners from all over the globe through like where you were at? Tell us a little bit about your background, where you kind of found yourself and like what led you to really do this. So let's start from the very beginning, which is a very good place to start.
Sure. I actually am a mom of three. I was working 60 plus hours a week. I never saw my kids or my husband. So I was super unhappy. I had just lost my mom. and I was in a bad depression for a while. Nothing was making me happy. I was just going through the motions, basically for my children at that time. And I knew something had to change. So I actually took a giant leap of faith and I quit my job, which I had been at for 17 years. Wow. And I thought that that would be the answer, but I still was kind of just in a funk, not being doing anything I liked or enjoyed. And then I met you on Instagram through Maureen Hancock.
Oh my God. No, that's how we met.
Yeah.
My big shout out to Maureen.
Yeah. I love her. She's great. He bought me tickets to one of her events and she was having some type of event with you and she had tagged you in it. And at the time I was like, okay, I don't know who this woman is, but I'll follow her. And some time went by and I think it was like around November or December, I reconnected and I ended up just taking a leap of faith and joining the app. I did the 7-day free trial, which I loved. There was just an abundance of information and tools and this whole community of women. And it was just so great. And women tend to not be very nice. So it's hard to find.
I didn't know that.
Good groups of women to be around who just encourage and are positive. So I was on the app and I really just love how you did lives every week and connect with different women throughout the world. And it was just great. So then you kept talking a little bit about A28P and I looked through it on the app and I was just intrigued by it. And I had a really bad doctor's appointment back in December. And the doctor basically told me I was on the verge of diabetes and she wanted to put me on Ozempic and all this crap. And I mean, whoever's on Ozempic, that's great. But for me, myself, my body just does not do well with outside products like medicines or just anything. If there's a side effect, my body, you know, it signs up, hey, me. So I really wanted to just try something on my own. And when I decided to do it, at first people were telling me I was crazy and what are you doing and how are you going to not eat for that many days and that's bad for you and you shouldn't do that. And when people tell me not to do something, it makes me want to do it even more. So,
I'm the same way.
I definitely just wanted to do it. And I love a challenge. I just really hadn't felt challenged myself for me in a really long time. So I decided to just do it. And I did the 7 days before where you get set and I got everything ready and ordered what I needed to or what I thought I had needed. And I just loved that there was a whole program to follow each day. And
it's a little intense though, me, I'm OCD. So what Christina's saying that what we do on A28P is before you actually start the 28-day program, I do a whole 7-day prep where it's like, you have to order this food and these are the supplements you have to take and like get your mind straight, get your heart straight, get your energy, get everyone that's living at the house on board that there's going to be days sometimes where you're going to be fasting and there's going to be days where you're going to, you know, be working out and there's going to be days where you're going to be doing yoga and breath work and, you know, sound healing and all that kind of stuff. So we give a 7-day kind of prep beforehand, which a lot of people I've noticed don't take advantage of that. And I think that that is the worst thing that you can do is when you start A28P, you got to start early. You got to do that 7-day prep because it gets your mind straight. And then when you start on day one out of 28, you're like hit the ground running. There's no hangups and stuff. So you did the 7-day prep. Mm-hmm. Was there any point in the 7-day prep where you were like, what the fuck am I fucking doing? This girl's crazy.
Yeah, 100%. I said to my husband, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not going to do this. What am I thinking? And he was just like, you've got this. And I will say I had my husband on my side and that 100% helped. He is also a recovered alcoholic. Sorry, camera. He's a recovered alcoholic and he just takes things one day at a time. And that was my problem. I looked at it as a big 28-day process and I'm like, how am I going to get through 28 days? And how am I going to fast for 48 hours, let alone 72? And he just looked at me and he's like, we got this. You've done bigger things. You're going to be fine. And it truly did help having someone on your side. My kids were definitely they're younger, so they don't really pay attention that much. But I tried to just do my one meal a day at dinner time. So that way I did have at least one meal with them each day when I did eat. And if they did ask questions, of course, my son, intriguing minds, he would ask, "Mom, why aren't you eating with me?" And I would just take the time and explain it to him, you know, why I'm fasting, what it's doing. And he was just okay. And he understood and moved on. So it was very educational for not only me, but my family, just how the whole process went.
Now, when you went on the actual meal plan, so when you were doing your refeeds, because on A28P, just for anyone out there in a bitches land that doesn't know, on A28P, we have days where you're doing OMAD, which is one meal a day. So you're getting all of your caloric needs for that day in one meal. Then we have some sprinklings of 48-hour fasts. And then at the very end, just to really drive it home, we have a 72-hour long fast. And the foods that the people on H8P are eating are very low in lectins, very low in oxalates, doesn't cause inflammation. They're foods that don't cause really any kind of allergic reactions, because people don't even realize, like, because, you know, you hear like, oh, eggs are healthy or whatever, right? And you may have a freaking allergy and might not even know it. Or, you know, you're like, oh, I have yogurt every day for breakfast. And you don't realize that that's causing this chain reaction of inflammation that's compounding over months and even years. Yeah. And when you take all those inflammatory foods out of your diet and you only eat very whole foods that cause the least amount of inflammation, you start to realize that. And this is when I started doing A28P, when I created it 4 or 5 years ago. I always knew that this was a thing, and I want to know your opinion on it. But what I did realize when I started doing A28P and I started fasting and eating a certain way was how much that the food that I was putting into my body, and even sometimes I'm not a big drinker, but I do like to have a cocktail or a glass of wine every so often, how the wine or the cocktail and the food that I was eating was making me have depression.
Yeah.
Or it was altering my brain. Really, like the way I would think, brain fog, my sleep, my hormones, you know, like getting that like mid-afternoon slump, like around 3 o'clock where you're like, oh, I could go for something, or you want to caffeinate or whatever. You never feel like that on A28P. Did you feel the same way?
100%. I used to have a lot of problems sleeping. That was a big thing with me. I couldn't sleep. I at least need 8 hours of sleep a night. That's same. My bitch list number one. I need eight hours. So I said to my husband, I would take sleeping medication a while ago. It didn't really work for me. And I will say, while I was on A28P, I slept the best I had ever slept in my life. You can also, after I did the A28P, I had about a week in between I started back up with the foods, but my body went haywire. I mean, I didn't go crazy eating tons of sugars and cakes and carbs, but just that little bit that I did, my body, you could see the inflammation, and it was just eye-opening, because we don't really pay attention to what we're putting in our mouths most of the time. At least I didn't before doing this. And I would just get hungry, find something to eat in the house, and not really think about it. And now I can honestly say I consciously think about what I'm going to put in my body. I am, unfortunately, still on a medication that does cause some inflammation. So when that starts up, it frustrates me. But I'm hoping sooner, being on this program, continuing it, I will be off of it and just be gung-ho. But definitely, you can totally tell a difference with the foods you put in your body, 100%.
Absolutely. Now, the first week on A28P, you released like 11 pounds or something crazy, wasn't it?
17.
Okay. Whoa. I was way off. Okay. So you released 17 pounds.
I did.
The first week being on A28P.
Yes.
When did you?
I was shocked.
Dude, I'm like blabbering right now because I'm like, oh my God, that's so crazy. When you got on the scale, because you obviously every week I have you guys weigh yourselves, measure yourselves, take your progress photos, right? Not because I want to like parade you around and shame you, but I want you guys to see like, this was me on day one, this was me on day 28, but also see those little progress pictures and the little, you know, progressions during the 28 days. So when you stepped on the scale from day one to day seven, did you almost shit a purple Twinkie?
I did. I mean, my original goal going on this was not to lose weight. And I know that sounds crazy, but I didn't want to get discouraged, because most diets or plans I had tried before this, I wouldn't drop anything and I'd get so discouraged and just fall off and I wouldn't follow through. But this, I stepped on the scale and I looked down and I literally looked over my husband. I said, holy shit, I lost 17 pounds. And he's like, wow. And I can't really tell because I'm living in this body. But after 7 days, it was crazy. And I'm going to say I was very hesitant about taking pictures and posting them. I'm not one to show my body, but I am so glad I took the photos and the measurements for my own personal good, and let alone to just show people. If I can just show one person that it worked and that if you follow through with this program, you can do amazing things. It would be worth it for me because I took the risk and I followed it and it definitely 100% worked. So
I'm so proud of you. So, okay. What do you think, in your opinion, was the most difficult? Do you think it was the fasting? Do you think it was the food? Or do you think it was like, you know, cause there's your 10 rules. There's your top 10 rules. Then you have your food list. Then you have your fasting and feeding schedule. Then you have to have like movement every day in some way, shape, and form. Got to do your breath work, your sound healing, your meditation. Because, and I love that you said that, which that made my heart sing when you said that. You're like, I didn't do this to lose weight. You were doing it more to have like almost like an awakening,
yes,
of yourself, like to find like where the fuck did the old, like as your husband called, where did Chrissy go?
Absolutely. Yes.
Like, where did she go?
Yes.
What do you think, in your opinion, was the hardest part? Or were there like multiple things that were kind of coming against you throughout the 28 days?
The hardest part for me in the beginning, I would have to say, is people, the naysayers. They would just, and they were people that were close to me, like my family, some of them, and friends. They thought I was crazy and I'm in some cult or it's not good, you know. And I just had this weird feeling with you that I could trust you. And I just knew to follow this program. And I know it sounds crazy, maybe it was God coming through me, but I just knew to trust it. And I just wanted to prove to everyone, and mostly myself, that I could do something and stick to it. So the naysayers in the beginning probably made me feel a little bit weary. As I went through the program, one of the hardest things that happened to me was I believe my body was like detoxing off of sugar and just the crap. So it almost felt like I had the flu. And I was supposed to go to that event and I missed it because I was just a little bit down. So definitely
the self-defense event, right?
Yeah. So definitely the detox off sugar and just my body readjusting, it got a little bit sick feeling. But it wasn't bad. That was probably the hardest part. The fasting for me, it really wasn't that bad. The hardest fast was obviously the 72-hour fast. And with the 48-hour fast, I would get hungry, but I mean, I wasn't like hangry, yeah, like I was,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
before. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of opened my eyes. Like, I think I told you before, my sense of smell when I was fasting, and just, I was more aware of what was going on around me, and I could care less about shoving food in my mouth and just, you know, laying on the couch and zonking out and getting nothing, yes, accomplished. So
yes,
definitely just the naysayers and probably the sugar detox were the hardest, but that's about it. It wasn't.
And don't you think it's funny though, that in the top 10 rules, what did I say? One of the top 10 rules was don't listen to the judgmental fuck faces and naysayers. And the craziest part about doing anything big like this is the people who usually come against you the hardest are the people who love you the most, because they are afraid that they don't want anything to happen to you. But also selfishly, and sometimes in an unconscious way, they don't want the Chrissy that they know to change because they love her. They're comfortable with her. Everything is, you know, hunky dory. And they're sometimes afraid, even in a subconscious way, that you're going to evolve and you're not going to need them anymore. You're not going to love them anymore. And that is just, you know, it's a primordial thing that's like built into people's brains. It's like that reptilian part of their brain. But I've been doing this for a really long time. As you know, I've been doing this for 25 years, coaching women from all across the globe. But the last five with A28P, anytime you say you're not going to put food in your mouth for 24 hours or 48 hours or even 72 hours, people go fucking ballistic. But you know, yeah, what the craziest part is? And to your point, when we first started talking today on the podcast, when the doctor said to you, hey, I want you to go on Ozempic. If you told the women or the people that you love in your life, hey, I just lost 40 pounds in a month on Ozempic, they would not fucking bat an eye at you. Uh-huh. So shooting yourself with this, you know, thing everybody would be like, oh yeah, no big deal. But if you say, hey, I'm not going to eat for 24 hours, people shit themselves.
Yes.
Don't you think that that's such a flaw with humanity right now, where like you'll shoot yourself up with something that's not even supposed to be used for the thing that you're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
But then to fast, which all religions have done it over the years. And plus, we as humans, how we evolved was fasting. We didn't have fucking Whole Foods 5,000 years ago to be like, how do I want a burrito or do I want a gluten-free pizza for dinner tonight? Like, that was not happening. You would chase something that was tasty on four legs for a couple of days. Hopefully you'd tire it out and kill it. Mm-hmm. You'd eat for a whole day. You'd feast. They didn't have refrigerators back then. So you'd be like, okay, back at it. Like, time to find the next thing to kill. And I think that we as humans, we forget that because our whole lives are, and certainly for myself, you know, I grew up Portuguese, right? So we would be like at breakfast talking about what we were going to have for dinner that night.
Yeah. My husband even does sometimes does that now. And I'm like, I just woke up. I don't know what the hell I even want for breakfast. Never mind.
Exactly. And I think we've also been brainwashed especially as a Western society to think you got to eat three meals a day or even six meals a day. The way I grew up in the bodybuilding world is you'd eat between six and sometimes even, I mean, on certain meal plans, 12 times a day. Who the fuck has time for that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you're constantly feeding yourself. So your body's constantly in a digestion mode and you never go into a healing mode. That's why on H2AP, and obviously, you know, I warn you guys about it in the videos and in all the stuff that I give you on the app, is to say, hey, you might have like a little like flu-like symptoms. Mm-hmm. You could have like breakouts on your skin, diarrhea, get kind of cranky. Some people get really sometimes nauseous. So that's like a fear for people. They don't want to feel bad. But I always tell them, like, you just have to get over that hump. And then like, and I'm sure after you get over that hump, what happened? What did you feel like after you got, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how many people don't allow themselves to have the steadfastness to get over that hump and they never find that healing on the other side?
Yeah, definitely.
And you know what's crazy too is on a 72-hour fast, and this has been, you know, proven by science, your immune system will actually rebuild itself from the ground up during a 72-hour fast.
That's amazing.
So like, how cool is that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to do a 72-hour fast just for that alone?
Yeah. And just to make you, I don't know about you, but like, you feel like a powerful bitch. After you don't eat for 3 days, you're like, I can fucking do anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel like there was a sense of self-esteem and self-confidence kind of rebuilt inside of you after going through the 28-day program?
Oh yeah, 100%. I ended mine pretty much with the photo shoot that we had with Victoria Duke and Danielle.
That was dope. I mean, dude, you did the best thing, right? Cause you were like, okay, I'm going on this 28-day thing. And then at the end of it, I'm going to reward myself with a photo shoot with like celebrity photographer and makeup artists.
Yes. It was
like,
so
how many people can say that?
Yeah, it was a great time. So definitely I built up my confidence. I was also very timid before, where I wasn't always like that before I did H2AP. And I feel like it really opened the doors for me to just try more. And not only H2AP, but just the app alone is, it's amazing. Like, I have done so many things just from January through March than I have in the past 10 years. That's just been really fun. I mean, I was so sucked into my job and work, and I really didn't focus on bettering myself. And I just feel like this year I have been really focusing on making myself better. And definitely this program has helped. It's definitely calmed me, made me more at peace, and just a sense of direction as well as to what I want to do with my life. I definitely know, I feel much better now than I did when I first started, even with the app alone, not even
That makes me so happy. I mean, this is why I have worked so hard to give people opportunities like this, like you, to actually be part of something bigger and to remember who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like to your point, like, you were like, I was a certain person my whole life. And then all these things happened to me. And I, like, you know, and it's happened to me before. It's like, you like lose your soul. Like, you lose that spark. And I think a lot of women, and maybe you can attest to this, where you're just like, oh, this is just what happens when you get old and you get married and you have kids and just everything kind of goes to shit. Cause that's how like I was raised. It's like, oh, enjoy your 20s, because when you hit my age, you're going to be, you know, feeling like shit, and you're going to be fat and your titties are going to be hanging down your kneecaps. And that's how we were like brainwashed as kids growing up. It doesn't have to be like that.
No, I know for me personally, my biological father died when he was very young, in his early 40s. And then, as I said, my mom had passed when she was 59 of cancer. So my husband and I really have been focusing on just making ourselves healthier and also just paying attention to the foods we're eating, because there's a lot of crap in our foods that we just really don't even know. They just say, here it is in the store, it's on the shelf, it must be safe, let's eat it. And that's really not the case. And so I definitely have been going, you know, grass-fed beef, organic foods. At first I thought all that stuff was crazy, but I can truly vouch and say it's really, really important to watch what you're putting in.
Oh my God, absolutely.
And
watching what you're putting into your mouth, like food and what you're, you know, drinking, but also what are you consuming, like spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, mm-hmm. because part of the A28P is not just like the fasting and the food and that, but it's also like the spiritual stuff. So were you able to do the breath work and the sound healings and the meditations and stuff? And if so, tell me a little bit about that experience.
Yes, definitely. At first, before I met you, I had never heard of breath work. I had never meditated, sound healing, none of that. So I had tried sound healing at one of your events first for the very first time, and it was pretty amazing. I didn't know what I was missing. So with the A28P program, each day you have a breath work I started out with, and then I would do the meditation. It's a guided meditation, and then that was amazing. I didn't know what I was missing. The breath work alone, I feel, is very important. It really helps just calm you down and just center you, and just it makes you feel better in general. And as far as the meditating each day in the morning, I would try to do it first thing in the morning. So that way it would just set my intentions for the day, and I would just be calmer and not just the fight or flight mode like I was constantly used to. So what I would do at night is I would get ready for bed, you know, do all my self-care, wash my face up, my sister is an esthetician, so I'm very lucky. I have all that facial stuff I can do right at home. And then I'd lay in my bed and get all cozy and put on the sound healing. And my husband would call it the bells, but I loved it.
I love it. You know,
it would each night, it just put me basically to sleep. You wouldn't even have to shut off the app I was playing it on, because it just shuts off automatically and I would just listen to it. But the spiritual awakening is amazing. I didn't have strong, concise boundaries with a lot of people in my family, especially. I felt like they were blood, so I would let them walk all over me and do things I wouldn't let anyone else do to me. So it definitely woke me up and made me realize it's okay to set boundaries, even if people are family, because I just needed to get all this toxicity, not only out of my food, but like you said, out of my spirituality life and just people around me. And a lot of people were sucking me dry, and I just didn't realize it until I just said, wait a minute, this is not okay. And it's okay for me to set our boundaries, especially for me, my brother. I have custody of his son. So I would always feel bad, you know, he's my brother, and be more lenient. But now I know it's okay for me to just set my boundaries, set rules, and I'm okay with it. I really am. Whereas before, I'd be worrying, oh my gosh, is he mad at me? I don't give a shit anymore.
Because
if he wants to be around, he'll be around. So it definitely
Absolutely.
Helps. Yeah.
What about like the daily tasks? Because, you know, like every day on the A28P, you have like your daily tasks. We go over Project Light, because part of fasting and part of detoxifying your body is 100%. It's about your food. It's about what you're putting in your body for supplements and drinks. It's also about like what you're allowing in your life. Like you said, I'm setting new boundaries. I'm realizing like people are sucking the absolute life out of me. But then it's also about consuming of things, because I don't know how you were, and maybe you can talk about this a little bit, but before I really started doing this work, I always had to be like out buying something, getting something on Amazon, but just consuming and consuming and consuming and consuming. And it was like never enough. And then when I do A28P, I give you guys these little tasks every day, like clean out your junk drawer. Do you do this? And these little tiny things that don't really seem so huge and significant, but at the end of the 28 days, you have totally not only rehauled your physical body, but you've also rehauled your emotional, spiritual, energetic, but also your environment. Because as you know, part about being ambitious is having those six life makers. Mm-hmm. And one of them is your environment. So what was that like for you? Did you kind of go through, do some decluttering as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I, my husband is a, I call him hoarder. He's not really.
Oh God, you have one of those too?
He would kill me if he heard me saying that. But anywho, I definitely loved that because the little things that you would do, like your junk drawer or, you know, your garment drawer or your closet, just little things like that, that you don't think about. Even before you start the A2AP, it has you clean the kitchen and just organize stuff and get rid of stuff. Definitely helps. I love having a clean house. It is difficult though, with three small children and a husband, yes. But I've learned that I've shown them how to keep it cleaner a little bit. As far as before, I used to just get angry and be like, why is this house such a mess? Come on. And now they're just, they want to help. The family wants to help keep the house clean. And I've also explained it to my husband as well, so he could understand just why I want such a clean house, not even clean, but just organized and not clutterful. Just to let him know that it just makes room for us not to have all this crap around for the good. Because if you were full with crap all around you, what, you're going to be stuck and stagnant. So Amen. definitely helped. My closet and my wardrobe's cleaned, my junk drawer's cleaned, everything. So yeah. I absolutely love it.
I love that.
Yeah. It doesn't only help with the body, mind, it helps the soul, everything.
Did you have any awakenings or crazy like epiphanies on A2AP? Like, did you wake up one day and go like, holy shit, like I've been doing this fill in the blank for so long. And like, I don't feel the need to do that anymore. Or I know you talked to the boundary stuff with your family, but was there anything else that was like really significant that you went through on the 28-day transformational program?
It happened right before the 28 days. I just had an epiphany. I'm very close with my grandmother, but she's a bit of a toxic person as well, just because of her upbringing and the way she was brought up back in the day. But I've chosen to love her the way she is, and that's my choice, which is fine. I quit my job, and she's the type of person where you have to work, and you have zero value if you're not working and bringing in money for your family. So when I quit my job, I didn't tell my grandmother, and that was, I told her for a really long time. I was just out on stress or vacation because I didn't want to deal with the aftermath. I was afraid to be judged. So this kind of gave me the balls, I guess, to just get the ball rolling and tell her. So I called her up one day. I thought about what I was going to say. And I just said, you know what, Grandma, I quit my job. I did it because I was not happy there. I just was working to death. And it really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I don't know if you do that, but in my mind, I make something so much more worse than it really
is.
Who
are you talking to? Of course. Yes.
Definitely.
Like my, yes.
She was totally okay with it. I explained to her, she understood. And that just made me feel so much better because I had been holding that weight on my shoulder for like a year. And it's also made me open up more to her because I was just really, when my mom had passed away, my family got very upset. I'll just leave it at that. And a lot of mean, hurtful things were said. And I just let her know my true feelings on that event. And I wasn't afraid to speak my mind. Whereas before I would hold my tongue. I didn't do it in a mean way, but I just wanted my voice heard because what I feel matters. And I just wanted them to know how things went down and how it really hurt me for a long time. So it definitely gave me more courage to speak my mind and let people know when things hurt me or if I don't want to do anything. It's okay to say no sometimes. I just always would say yes, 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 because I felt like I had to keep people happy. And now I'm really living my life for me. And that truly is amazing. I mean, I really, if you had told me in the beginning of the 28 days that this would happen, I wouldn't have believed you. And I get it. People naysay, but the people that were naysaying, I can tell you now that they're wanting to join it. So,
okay. Let's talk about them. I want to hear what the hell they're. So all these people that were like, oh, Christy, what are you doing? Now they're all like, damn girl, 36 pounds in 28 days. So what are they saying now to you?
They definitely are interested. They're asking me about the program. They want to know more information. they ask me about fasting. A lot of the times the thing that scares people the most is the fasting. But fasting, like I said, it didn't scare me. The thing that scared me the most would probably be like the vegetable choices, because I like, you know, onions and peppers and tomatoes, and those just aren't. But you know what? It's 28 days. It's not your whole life. It's not even a whole month. So, I mean, it's doable.
So the reason why Christine is saying about the peppers, the onions, the tomatoes and stuff like that, because everyone's like, what's wrong? Because everyone always is like, what's wrong with tomatoes and an eggplant and all this stuff? Well, so as you guys know, I said before, we take out anything from the diet that causes inflammation. And there is a category of vegetables called nightshade vegetables. And it is tomatoes and potatoes and goji berries, which is like so random. It's like the same family. And eggplant and peppers. And they're part of the belladonna family, which is actually nightshades, which is a deadly poison. I know, this is the shit that we eat. But if you ever notice, like, Italian people, they skin all of their eggplant, they skin their tomatoes. When they make sauce, they take the seeds and they take the skin off, because that's actually where the lectins are in these things. Same thing with, like, you know, people in South America and Mexico, they will take peppers and put them on the flame and get them like blackened, and then they will peel the skin off. There's actually a reason. It's not just, people think it's because of taste, but they had like this incredible wisdom thousands of years ago that knew, hey, every time I eat a pepper, my stomach gets really bloated, or I have gas and it doesn't feel so great, or I may have like a little bit of an allergic type of reaction. But, you know, but when I put the pepper in the fire and I take the skin off, it doesn't hurt me that bad. Same thing with tomatoes, same thing with eggplants. And also onions are part of the allium family, which can cause inflammation too. When people usually have food allergies, they go on like a low FODMAP diet. So some of the things that they take out is like garlic and onions and the nightshade family. Same thing with like beans and legumes. Most of the beans that we eat, if we didn't soak them in water or they weren't processed, they would kill you. Like in Portugal, because I'm Portuguese, right? So I grew up eating this thing called favas, and it's like these fava beans, and they put like linguiça and peppers and tomato, and it's delicious. It's so good. Do you know that like 15,000 people a year in Portugal die from fava bean poisoning?
Really?
They still eat it. They're like, I ain't giving up my favas. I got a fart over here. But yeah, or I remember when I first started dating Matt, he came to my mom and dad's house. My mom had made this big Portuguese feast, and one of the things she made was favas. And it was like one of the first times he ever slept over my house. And I was sleeping like a log. And the next morning he woke up and he's like, did you like hear anything last night? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, nothing. And then come to find out, he like ripped ass all night long. He couldn't sleep because the favas hurt his stomach so bad. Oh. But I'm so used to eating that shit because that's how I was raised. He was a mess. And every time my mom's like, Matt, I'm making favas, she's like, no fucking thank you. But this is the thing that we do on H2AP. We take out foods that are known to cause inflammation. So mostly, and I want to know if you had noticed, since you put, and I know you said you did kind of go off the meal plan for a couple of days and you're back on H2AP again, but did you notice by going off these certain foods, maybe not even thinking that they hurt you, and then putting certain foods like back in, sprinkling them, did you notice like instantly, oh my God, this affects me?
100%. Yes.
Anything in particular that you're like, this is not my jam?
I'm going to say dairy. Definitely dairy is affecting me. And I used to love, 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 love ice cream, like Somerset Creamery. I don't know if you've heard of it. 100%.
Honey, I'm from Taunton. I grew up. Yes, girl. I've eaten my fair share of Somerset Creamery.
That was my jam. Almost every day I'd have Somerset Creamery, but I have not had any this year. I will obviously splurge in the summer once here and there, but dairy definitely affects me. And also, I had no idea, but I love bread. I make bread. I love bread a million times, but carbohydrates, 100%. I can feel it almost. It's pretty bad. My body.
Definitely. Do you notice when you eat bread or you eat like dairy or whatever, do you notice like your body hurts, like it aches in certain areas? You're like, or is it more like a stomach thing, or what is it?
It's more bloat for the hydro, my goodness, for the carbs. And then for dairy, it's like my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, I break out from certain foods. Mm-hmm. So I usually have like really beautiful skin. And then like if I allow like gluten, dairy, too many like oxalates. Like there's a lot of oxalates in like, and I'm Portuguese, so we eat a lot of this, but I don't anymore. A lot of kale.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach, like really like Swiss chard, all this stuff that is touted, like these are all superfoods. When I eat that, I can't close my fingers.
Okay.
And my lower back will kill, and like my hips will get so tight, and I'll just like, you know, and then you just say, oh, I'm just getting old. This is just how it goes. And then as soon as you take that shit out of your diet, you feel like a million bucks again.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. See, it's isn't it crazy. So funny?
Yeah.
But you have to take it out to know that it's hurting you in the first place. And then slowly, and that's what an elimination diet is like you take out the food and then you slowly add things back in. And then you're like, oh shit, like I had cream cheese today, or I had like, you know, heavy cream in my coffee. And like all of a sudden my stomach is like sticking out like I'm 9 months pregnant.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
It's so crazy. Interesting. I want to know what has changed between you and your husband, because I know that he had said like, oh, my Chrissy's back. So like before A28P, do you feel like you guys were disconnected, disjointed? Was there like a rift between you? Was there like kind of an isolation? Like what was the energies happening before A28P?
Yeah, I was just in a really bad depression for a while. My mom and I were our best friends pretty much when she went through the whole cancer process. I was taking care of her. I was with her every day off I could. And so that definitely put me in a deep depression. And my husband thankfully took over the best he could with my kids and everyday life. So he just missed me. I guess I was just the shell of me, and I just didn't really care about anything anymore. So going through this, I just, the meditating and breath work every day and just having something for me to do. He always says too, he knows I've known him since I was 22, but he always says I do better in my life when I have a challenge. So I think it's really important that we continue to challenge ourselves, because I was just happy sitting on the couch watching 90 Day Fiance, my ice cream, and just not giving a shit. And that's just not how we can live our life. And it's sad, but it's true. That's how I was living my life. And I'm like, you know, I'm not here on this earth to just be a blob and just, you know, my kids call me mom and you call me your wife, but I'm not really doing anything. I kind of lost myself. So I definitely just found the things I love again. Like I really enjoy gardening. That's one of my favorite things. And just growing my own vegetables and flowers. I really love it, and being outside. And that's something my mom and I had in common as well. And I, her grandmother taught her. So I had stopped doing that for a while. So I'm really excited this year about, you know, I already have my seed started, getting the
Me
garden
too.
Going.
Yay.
I'm just living back off the land. And I don't mean like pioneer woman, but definitely just slowing things down a bit. I've just found things I just really love. Like I love to read, and I hadn't done that in a while. I've read your book, which is great. Definitely buy it.
Thank you, mama.
Great. So, but yeah, just things that I enjoyed doing before. So that made me happy and be joyful. So I wasn't living life joyfully before, and he definitely could tell. And we talk more about things that we want in life now and goals we have. And we have a goal, we're going to have work towards it and have steps. And we just have a plan in stake now, as far as just going through the motions, putting the kids on the bus and going to work like it used to be. Now we actually sit and talk and just, you know, want to know more about each other's lives. And he just
makes me so happy. Do you feel sexy again?
I do.
Are you on your way to ultimate sexiness?
Yes, 100%.
Because it's steps, right? Like it's steps.
Oh, yes.
It's like you shed the weight, and then you start to feel a little bit like more yourself again. Like mm-hmm. Has he noticed that about you too?
Yes, 100%.
Did he see your little picture from Victoria?
He did. He loves it.
What did he
it.
Say? Was he like hubba hubba?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's maybe trepidatious about joining A28P, joining the app, being part of something bigger than themselves? Like, because I know that you were probably scared to do it too. It's a huge shift. So do you have any advice from your side of the fence?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just going to let the women out there know that if you are feeling stuck or in a rut, or just if you want to take time for yourself, definitely take a leap of Leap of Faith, and join the app. I highly, highly, highly recommend the app. I know some people are weary about signing up for something, but there's definitely a lot of knowledge and wealth in that app that is so, so powerful for not only women, but just people in general. Things you didn't know that just opened your eyes to let you know better about how to live your best life. And as far as A28P, I know it looks difficult, but you just have to say to yourself that you want to do it for yourself. And you just have to stick to your guns. I know I'm a very determined person. I will say this, the first round of A28P, I did not veer at all from it. I follow it to the T with the rules because I'm a rule follower. You definitely, once you do the first round, I do recommend you doing it 100%. After that, then you can cater it to however you need to. If you don't want to fast, you can still follow the food and just do the breath work and meditation and all of that. It really does help. So definitely just take the leap of faith and go for it. It will be totally worth it.
What's the next goal for you? So I know you're back on A28P. Are you doing all the fasting and everything again? Are you just
fasting? I'm just doing the meal plan for now. But definitely want to do another round where I would do it hardcore. My husband, when I told him I wanted to do another round, almost wanted to kill me, but
he's like,
he likes cooking a lot of food all the time. And I mean, that's great, but my kids don't eat all of his food. So he misses his partner where I can not have as many limitations, but definitely. My goal this time is to just heal myself more. Just work on myself. I think that's so important. We let ourselves go, especially as women. I always put my kids and everyone else around me first, and I don't feel myself. And that's so, so important. And if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else.
Amen.
Did
you get to do inner child healing meditation on the app?
I did.
I love how you look at me like, I did. How did that feel? How did that work out for you?
It's pretty, the first time I ever did the inner child, I think I had messaged you. I just started instantly bawling my eyes out right after I had it. But it definitely, it helps you. I don't know how to explain it. It just makes you realize things that you didn't even know were important in your childhood that make you who you are as an adult. So you really have to face those issues. And don't be afraid, because if you don't grab it by the horns, who the hell else is going to help you? Yep. No one's coming to help you but you. So you definitely have to do it yourself. And it's totally worth it in the end. But
and have you done mortality or death meditation yet?
No. I have not.
That's next for you, baby. Yeah,
definitely.
That's usually like we like to, you know, ease you into that.
Yeah.
Ease you into that. But I think you're honestly, I think that if I could give you any advice, I think that would be your next step is like maybe this weekend, take like an hour for yourself and get some tissues and go in a quiet room and do the mortality meditation. Because I think the more that we remember who we are, the more that we also dig into like why we are the way that we are as adults, right? Because everything stems from different programming that we've and experiences that we've had in our childhood. But when I started doing death meditation or mortality meditation, which is also in my book, when I started doing that, you know, over 15 years ago, you think we all have like this limitless time to achieve things. And it's like, we put things off. We say, oh, next month or we're the type of people that's like, you know, it's Tuesday and I already ate a ring ding. So I'm just going to start my diet again next Monday. And then your whole life is just this revolving door of like next Monday and then next Monday and then next Monday. And then like one day you wake up and you're like, you look, and I'm sure that this is what happened to you. Like you look in the mirror and you're like, who the fuck am I staring back at?
100%.
And I've had those times in my life too, where I'm just like, whoa. And I think that doing H2AP and being part of the community of ambitious women, and you've also done, which I think is so cool, you've also done the self-defense courses at the studio, and you're coming and doing all these different events, and you're really like, you're really immersing yourself into like that ambitious lifestyle, which I think for me as well is like, that's the motivation, because you keep evolving, you keep seeing yourself growing, and then you're also around all these amazing women who are all like-minded and loving and caring. And as you know, that they're your biggest cheerleaders. Have you ever felt supported in your entire life by these random people?
No. Whenever I went for the photo shoot, I was walking in and they're like, oh, are you Christine Monroe? You're the famous one. And I'm like, I'm famous?
Yeah, you are.
On the app, maybe. But yeah, definitely. I love how you said no time is the right time, because I was putting it off to do the A28P. And you know what? I said this is the date and I'm going to do it. And I just did it because what is a month from now going to make? It's just a month I could have already worked harder towards my goals. So why am I going to sit here and suffer in a bad way when I can suffer and work towards my goals?
Yeah.
100%. Just go for it.
And fasting, you're not going to die.
No.
Because we prep you. No, you're still here. I'm still here. We prep you in such a way where it's healthy and it's all about the healing. It's all about the detoxification. Your body. See, when you fast, what's so beautiful is your digestive system shuts down. Your digestive system takes up so much energy on a daily basis, especially if you're following the standard American diet, eating your three meals a day, or the bodybuilding diet where you're eating six meals a day every 3 hours or whatever. And then what happens is when you shut your digestive tract down, your body's like, well, we have all this fucking energy. Like, what are we going to do with it? And then because your body is so smart on a cellular level, on an energetic level, it will go throughout your whole entire body, scour your body for dead, dying, and compromised cells, eat those cells as fuel and excrete it as waste. So then at the end of those 28 days, your skin is clearer. You look bright. Your eyes are like just, you know, the whites of your eyes are so white. You never have bad breath. You never have body odor. You sleep like a baby. You have this crazy, did you have like crazy energy on some of the days, especially when, right? Mm-hmm. Like you become like an animal. You're just
I didn't even drink coffee at all. So people have said I need caffeine. You don't.
You didn't drink any coffee on H2AP.
No, I could not do coffee black. So I gave up coffee. I was just we're good. And I was fine.
Did you start drinking coffee again?
I did. My husband, like the first day I was off it, got me like a Starbucks. I'm like, what is that? I can't drink that shit. Sorry, Starbucks. But anyways, it made me feel jittery almost, like I was on drugs. I don't know how else to just explain it, but I will have a coffee here and there, but I'm pretty much giving it up. But
so crazy. Now, what is like the next step for you? So like, as far as your goals, like, and I know that you still would like to release more weight and you want to heal more. So like, tell me like the next goals for you.
My next goal is to, I want to lose more weight, obviously, like you said, and I want to focus more on, my husband and I are trying to move up to Maine. So my next step is to find out what we can do to accomplish that in a quicker manner. So definitely just working on that. And I've always wanted to just write a book. I know that this sounds crazy, but
I know a girl that can help you.
That'd be great. But yeah, just heal myself and definitely keep shedding the weight. And obviously I want to get off all my medication. I'm currently on blood pressure medication. So I'm hoping that continuing this way of life and following H2AP as much as I can to get down to my goal weight will just bring my body to a healthier point where I won't need any medicine.
So when you saw your doctor, when she was like, let's go on Ozempic and blah, 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 blah. Was that in January? When did you see your doctor?
That was the end of December last year. Okay.
So you probably could go for in the next like month or so your physical.
Yeah, I'm actually going in a couple of weeks. So I'm hoping that we'll be good. I'm also working with Dr. Applebaum as well.
Love.
Saw him. He's amazing. So I have an appointment with him coming up as well as a follow-up. So hopefully we get just the ball rolling to be a healthier version of me for not only myself, but my kids. I want to live my best life and as long as I can for myself and my kids. So definitely.
Well, please keep us in the loop with your checkup because I would be very interested to see what the doctor thinks.
Yeah.
And also, I bet you $1 million that your weight is too low at this point for the medication dosage that you're taking. I have so many girls that have come to me who are on, you know, thyroid medication or blood pressure medication or even like statins, metformin and things like that. And they lose a ton of weight and they just like clean their body out and then they start feeling funky. And they'll come to me and they're like, I don't know why I feel this way. And I'm like, yeah, because you're on, let's just say for sake of conversation, thyroid medication that's for someone who's 40 pounds heavier than you.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I would be very interested. Fingers crossed, my goal for you, selfishly, is for you to be off all the medication.
Me too. Hopefully.
Because you're gonna feel like $1 million, dude.
Yeah.
And I do think you should write a book. You have such you have so many amazing stories and you are so triumphant and you're just a light in this world. And I know that a lot of people are just like, well, who am I to write a book? It's like, who are you not to? If you've been through shit and you have a story to tell that you can speak victory into other people, I say fucking do it.
Yeah.
And don't think about the how. You have a beautiful community of women that are all going to be your biggest cheerleaders. And you know me, I've already gone through the book thing. It was one of the most arduous tasks of my life, but knowing what I know now, I can help you and I can give you the Cliff's Notes so you don't have to go through all the pain and all the torment like I did.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. This was such an amazing conversation. And I know that so many women all across the globe are going to be so motivated and inspired by this. And I hope that they listen to you and I hope that they do join the app and they do A28P because it's a game changer. I'm on A28P right now. You've actually inspired me so much because I was like, fuck, like I created this thing and I'm not even fucking doing it. Get my shit together, Katie.
No,
you know?
Thank you for creating it. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I love you and I adore you. And I'm so grateful to have you in our community and just be part of our amazing group of women from all across the globe on the app. I appreciate you. And I'm so looking forward to what's next in your life.
Me too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. You guys, if this podcast brought so much value and so much entertainment, please share it with anyone who needs a little swift kick in the ass. And in the meantime, don't forget to stay ambitious. And I will see you next Tuesday.